I would point out, by the way, that this ritornello has a French overture sort of feel to it. The orchestral introduction begins with this ritornello theme. It's a theme of great beauty and dramatic import. It consists of three distinct phrases, each phrase characterized by its own melodic material. Phrase A alternates strings and oboes. They play the dotted rhythms of the French overture. It sounds something like this. And that sounds very French overture-ish to my ear with the long, short rhythms as an introductory idea. That's phrase A. Phrase B sees a rising and falling motives in the violins and the oboes, which create a sense of yearning and anticipation. And phrase C, we hear these upwards sweeping scales, which continue to heighten our sense of upwards yearning that was created in phrase B, and this brings the ritornello theme to its conclusion. While we listen to this ritornello theme, I will speak over the music, and I will identify the phrases A, B, and C. Ritornello theme, movement 1, cantata number 140 by Bach, beginning with phrase A. B. C. Now let's talk a little bit about the metaphor that's being described here in this seemingly innocuous introductory ritornello. Phrase A, as I said, with the dotted rhythms, sounds a little like a French overture. But phrase A also spans 12 beats. What's the significance of 12? Well, it indicates the tolling of the midnight bells, which is evoked in verse 1. 12 beats, 12 bells. Accident? My friends, there are no good accidents. If it's explicable, it's put there on purpose. I would point out the steady march-like rhythms and the walking bass we hear in this ritornello theme. This might have been inspired by the last line of verse 1, "You must go out to meet him." Others have suggested that this ritornello is nothing less than a wedding processional with its march-like rhythms. The rising quality of all three phrases creates anticipation. No quiet, calm nighttime music, this. And lastly, I would point out that the scoring includes three oboes, actually two oboes and something called an oboe da caccia, an ancestral English horn. As a result, we hear a dark and nighttime timbre in the face of this upwards anticipation and rhythmic activity. Let us listen again to the ritornello theme itself. I will point out the three phrases, and to any degree that we can, let's try to be aware of all of the wonderful information Bach is transmitting to us. Phrase A. B. C. All right, let us examine lines 1 through 3. The call to awaken of the watchman is sounded by the sopranos. They will sing the first verse of the chorale, a melody now that we should be fairly familiar with. They will sing it without alteration or elaboration. Bach leaves it to the altos, the tenors, and the basses to add dramatic details, psychological insights, and create moods and draw pictorial images for the listeners. For example, in line 1, the sopranos sing the chorale, and they sing, "Awake, call the voices."